What's up, everybody? It's the Fantasy Football Breakdown Podcast, episode 1. This is the listener scouts. Because you ask them, we will answer them. I got my boy at DFF underscore swag here. It's your turn to talk.
How's it going?
I was going to say what's up, but I didn't.
What is up?
Damn it, you messed it up.
I feel like I haven't talked to you forever just because I missed one super flexible.
Yep, it's been too long. Like,
so, missed you.
Like, 2 days. 2 days where we did not actually talk on the phone or in a recording.
Yep.
Although I still texted you more than everybody else combined on my phone.
And I still talked to you yesterday.
Oh, shit, that's right. You tricked me. Nobody else knows that.
Tricky bastard. Steve knows.
True. But I don't think Steve listens. So, we'll find out, I guess. So we both put up shouts just to mess with people. We also, well, I can't speak for you, I guess, but I did not look at your shout. I don't believe you looked at mine, but you've been known to be a cheater. So I guess we'll find out too. So hopefully we have some different questions here and people didn't double them up.
Thinking I was messing with your them. Shout.
Appreciate it. I guess that means I'm going to start first then. Is that it sounds like what is it? Smoke detector going bad in the background there. That'll be fun. But I'm going to get going.
Luckily, I am tall, so all it took was me throwing a pen in my mouth and standing up and ripping that bad boy down.
That's perfect. All right, so I'm going to jump right into it at Regal Beagle. It's still a cool name, just throwing out there. Has a half PPR flex. So we have Cooper Kupp this week, so still dealing with a concussion. I don't believe he's been cleared yet, but it is the Sunday 4 o'clock game, which makes it a little tricky. We got Julian Edelman, which is the Sunday night game, so still tricky. Or the Bucks, or nope, sorry, Calvin Ridley with the Falcons going against the Bucks this week. So three options there, all kind of nice for half PPR. Where are you going? Cooper Kupp, Julian Edelman, Calvin Ridley. Half point.
Man, I'm going to go Calvin Ridley.
It's the 1 o'clock game, so you don't even have to worry about Cooper Kupp, you know, with the concussion.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. Is he still in protocol?
I believe he's still in protocol. As of Thursday morning before before recording.
Mm-hmm.
So in protocol. But the fact that you have Julian Edelman in that late game gives you the opportunity to be able to wait and see. And then flip it to Edelman, which I think is a fine play against the Chiefs, too. That Bucks-Falcons game looks to be a crazy shootout. I think the over-under is, like, literally almost 60 points, which is nuts. I'm not saying I'm fading Ridley this week, because that makes no sense in this offense. But I think I'm going to roll the dice and sit Ridley. I'd like to play Cooper Kupp, even against Denver. It's just that's... that matchup there. And if I have to, then I'll roll over to Edelman in that Sunday night game, which is also a nice matchup. These are three really nice matchups. I don't fear Denver's secondary at all. So
no, I'm with you. And Cooks is probably out, right?
If I had to guess at this point, I think it's much more likely that Cooper Kupp plays than it does Brandon Cooks. But I don't have any official word on either.
Yeah.
If Brandon Cooks doesn't play, then I think you like it a lot more for Cooper Kupp. It's just one less guy. I think Josh Reynolds is a guy that you're starting to hear a lot more names of. That's probably only a DFS play for me. I'm not rolling him into a weekly lineup at this point.
So even if Cooks doesn't play and Kupp does, I like him a lot better. But
you're not going to wait. You're
with
gonna
with
that
everything that's
game.
On the table today, if I have to make the decision today,
right now,
I'm going Ridley. If I owned Kupp, that's the guy I do want, like rest of season, and that's the play I want. Over Ridley, even as much of a Ridley guy as I am right now. But with everything we know, I feel like Ridley's a little bit safer, and I really like that matchup.
That's totally fair. I'm going to stick to my guns a little bit with Sanu is out snapping, targeting Ridley. I like Sanu a decent amount this week, so I get the Ridley play too. But yeah, I'm going to go Cooper Kupp, and if shit hits the fan, then I have a nice safety net of Julian Edelman against the Chiefs in that Sunday night game.
Like it.
I don't think we helped him. We didn't help him at all. We picked all three, basically. So you're welcome.
So all decent plays.
Right. At wants a back-end wide receiver 5 for some like bye weeks or spot starts. Currently has DJ Moore. So you're going to drop Moore to pick up Albert Wilson, that's a no. I know that's a no from you. It's a no from me. Chris Godwin?
Nope.
Or Kiki Kuti? Now, this is a 14-team standard school, not dynasty. I'm playing this as redraft because we're talking about just back end, rest of the season. Where can I bring this guy in? You going to leave DJ Moore there and wait on it?
I probably am, actually. I'm probably going to keep DJ Moore.
I like that a lot. I want to try to acquire DJ Moore, especially in a redraft right now, because I think you can get it for cheap coming off the bye and still not performing well. I mentioned this a little bit on Superflex last night. So I get that. If you make me go one of the other ways, I don't mind Kiki Kuti. They have some difficult secondaries coming up, which sounds weird to like that, but Kuti playing that slot inside role, the matchups aren't negative for him. You know what I mean? It's where he's lining up, and they continue to find ways to get the ball in his hands. So that's close to me. I'm going to shade them more and just stay there. Don't give up yet unless you can get something decent for it. But Kuti over Wilson and Godwin for me.
Over Wilson and Godwin?
Yeah, I'll take.
Yeah, I'll give you that. I'll give Wilson you that. And yep. Godwin. Okay.
Yep, but I'd like to stick more if I can.
What if we throw Christian Kirk into that mix? Do I have to listen to the Super?
You probably should. if we want to throw Kirk into the mix, huh? And standard, man, you're gonna go Kirk over Moore right now.
I'm gonna go Kirk over the other three you mentioned. DJ Moore and Christian Kirk. I actually put in on a question to one of my favorite podcasts last night. I have to listen to it.
That was for just the start sit for this week coming up, though, I believe, yep. Correct?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, you put that into a trades area, so you might want to listen and see if we even answered that for you. But yeah, I will take Christian Kirk over the other three. I want to stay on DJ Moore. Damn it, I'm gonna stay there.
Yeah, and they both had great weeks last week. And DJ Moore coming out of a bye, that's kind of promising. And that's my problem with Godwin is his only real good week. We've been talking about him this whole time, but his only good week was the one going into the bye week when they're changing quarterbacks and all this is going on. So you really don't know what you're going to get with Godwin and DeSean Jackson yet.
Agreed. I mean, the matchup sets up nice for him, so I could definitely see it. But yeah, I'm gonna wait on Godwin, and if that means I miss it, then I'm probably okay with that.
Yeah.
All right. Like a Boss says, several situations where she kind of needs to start Nick Chubb. So it sounds like she's probably been listening to you. Maybe just kidding. But she's a little afraid after last week. 3 rushes, 2 yards. Should she play Chubb or pick up a guy like Powell? Pretty much the only other option she has there. So are you going to play Blau Powell or Nick Chubb this week? Chubb plays against the Chargers, but you have no idea how many touches he's going to get. Powell plays against gonna get the three. Jets. true. He will get 3 touches. We don't know how many yards he will. Could be 105. Could be 2.
So Chubb, do you know then Powell. With her situation, is she dropping Chubb to make this play?
It just says, should I pick up whoever guy and just pray?
Yeah. I don't mind that Powell play. I know you're higher on him than me, but I don't mind that play. I mean, that's the safer play, I believe, over Chubb this week. As much as I Chubb, Chubb's the guy I want to roster, but Powell's the guy I want to play. So if you are in a situation where you have to play Powell.
Well,
no other options, eh? Yeah. No Ito Smith or...
So I got... it just says Gio and Breda are injured right now and Ingram's on the bye. So it's pretty much Powell. That's it.
Yeah. No Alfred Morris.
I gave you everything I got. All
right. Well, maybe she'll hear this and think of those guys and go check it out really quick. But
so you'll play Ito Smith over Nick Chubb this week?
Yeah, you have to.
Okay.
That's assuming Freeman's out.
Freeman being out or super limited. Yep. Yeah. I mean, even with him playing last week, he still got the touchdown.
So yep, exactly. I get it.
Like a Boss also wants to know your thoughts on Connor.
My thoughts on Connor?
James Connor. Yep.
Like specifically me. I think that he is a running back that you should go try to buy low on right now, even though he has production redraft. Of somebody you think that you should go buy. He's putting up points of RB1s and being sold like he's going to be dead in 2 weeks. I would see if you can get a nice offer in for him. I don't think Bell's coming back. I think that Connor is going to be the Steelers running back to own the rest of the season.
You see Big Ben put out a blurb or
I did.
Well, yeah, when we're he even with Bell coming back, if when I think it was listed as if when Bell comes back, it doesn't mean Connor should go away. Connor's yeah. earned a role. That's kind of nice to hear if you're a Connor owner right now, you know?
I think it's nice to hear as a Connor owner, but I think it's the wrong message for Big Ben to be sending out there. I think that that just confirms my thoughts on Bell's situation the rest of the year. I think what if the Steelers want Bell there, the players need to step up their game and treat the guy with some respect if the team's not gonna. You don't need your quarterback telling the guy that is lesser than you is going to be the guy anyway. Because like it or not, Connor is not Bell. Connor's done great sure. with the touches he's got, most of them. But to say that you're not missing Bell is silly. Connor's going to have the job as long as Bell's gone. If Bell moves on next year, it's Connor's job. But you don't make any other reasons for Bell to not want to be.
I mean, the offensive line already threw him under the bus like week two.
Exactly.
I mean, I think it's almost like yep. Big Ben, like, we're becoming a team now. Let's all be one as a team. And that means without Bell.
Yeah.
So I saw a lot of people freaking out and trying to sell Connor as soon as Lev said he was going to come back during the bye and be ready for that week after and sell him for cheap. But I get it because you would think Lev comes back and Connor could literally go to zero again.
Yeah.
I think he's carved out a role regardless of whether Bell plays. But even Bell in a Steelers uniform, I wonder how much he will actually play if they bring him out there.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I'm still going to stay on the fact that he is going to have some soft tissue injuries
yeah.
where it's not enough to harm him, you know, dynasty-wise or years to move forward. But I'm going to pull that hammy or I might be a game-time decision. You know, if yeah. I went out there and stretched, it doesn't feel right, I'm not going to play. So it's going to be a headache. And I would love to see them move him at this point for whatever, just so we have some clarity there. But, oof. At this point, I think if it comes down to it, Connor's going to hamster me. That goes back a little ways for some of y'all that weren't listening, from last year or even in the offseason there. But I hope we don't get hamstered by James Connor.
Yeah, I think if you can sell Bell in redraft, though, you get as much as you can now.
What? Okay, so let's do that then. You have Bell. Right?
Yep.
You and I know Kerryon Johnson, Bell, straight up. Rest of
oh, easy. Give me Kerryon.
I knew that was going to be a good one for you. What if I gave you – let's do –
deal.
How about Duke Johnson and Chubb?
Deal.
Wow. Okay.
Easy. Chubb. Easy.
You can't have Duke anymore. Chubb.
Deal. I think there's just as much of a chance as Hyde getting hurt and Chubb taking that role as there is Bell playing a productive amount of snaps to really help your team rest of the way out. And I'm not just talking like 1 week wonder or he gets the start and then he's done. I'm saying rest of season, I think there's just as much of a chance as Chubb taking that role from Hyde on an injury as there is. You know what I mean? If Connor gets hurt, Bell sure. doesn't care. He's not coming back. That's how I feel.
No, that's I gotta get Jay Cheatham 3. You're welcome. Said your name right. From something that has to be resurrected from the preseason because it's very interesting now. Kamara or Saquon Barkley? Rest of the season.
Barkley.
Okay. Is it because he's the only guy there? We obviously saw Ingram get a ton of work. That's not Ingram just being fresh and that game getting out of control real fast. Just get Barkley's guaranteed 20 touches to Kamara's. Hoping to return that efficiency number from last year.
Yeah, I would have taken Barkley without Ingram coming back just because of their body types. And I want the guy that I think is going to be their rest of season. I think Barkley's a freaking stud.
Yep.
And not saying Kamara's not, man. That's not me trying to crap on Kamara, but.
Well, sure. We're talking about 1A and like B. You know what I mean? Like we're way up at the top here.
Kamara's production is amazing, but he's kind of like. Maybe like a little bit more of a Jamal Charles and his body type. And if he gets hurt, I mean, you're just totally screwed. And I know anybody can get hurt, but I put Barkley more up there with like Bell when he's playing Zeke and Gurley, more in that kind of body type and category and of how they can play and hold up a little bit. And I think with Ingram back now, you're going to see a lot of those weeks where they can rest Kamara now.
All right. So let's put. Where does Melvin Gordon fall into the Kamara, Barkley, Melvin Gordon?
Yeah, no, that's a good name to have in there.
Rank that one for me in there for me.
I'll take Melvin over Kamara today, but I don't necessarily feel the same about him as I do Barkley, just because there's Melvin concerns and value wise and everything.
So Barkley, Melvin, Kamara, rest of the season right now is what you're saying?
That's tough. And Zeke. Right?
don't make it more confused. You can't even answer this one. Don't put more guys in yet. Hold on.
But I would take the Barkley side of that.
Yeah, okay. That's fair. Text Chief, PPR Dynasty. Your boy Traquan Smith. Marquez, I don't know what word I was getting ready to say. Marquez Valdez Scantling.
Yeah.
Man, I need to have that shit wrote down in front of me. Or Kiki Kuti.
In Dynasty.
Traquan. Ooh. In Dynasty. PPR Dynasty. Rank them. Traquan, MVS, Kiki Kuti.
Kiki, Traquan,
and MVS.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm with you.
And I want it to be Traquan, but even if you take into like Dynasty and Breeze's age into consideration a little bit, you know?
Yeah, Kiki's had more targets in one game than Traquan's seen all year so far. I mean, and you can say the same for MBS. So sure. At some point, that's got to matter, almost regardless of who it's coming from. So I'm there. And last but not least, our boy at Third Mike. What's up, buddy? How do you feel about Mike Davis rest of season? Good old Seahawks.
I don't want anything to do with him, I feel like it's such a easy question to be wrong on. Like, you can be high on Mike Davis and be so wrong on it, and I can tell you that I don't want anything to do with him, and he's probably going to take the lead role from Chris Carson. But I'd still like to see a little bit more Penny.
I totally agree. Who had zero touches last week.
Right.
Fantastic job, Pete Carroll. We've definitely talked about the Seahawks running backs and the Pete Carroll, you know, effect, the real Bill Belichick. Doesn't matter what he says. It's probably the opposite. Let's rank them. Obviously, we're going to be wrong. But Mike Davis, Chris Carson, Rashad Penny from week 6 on. What are you doing?
I'd probably go so tough. Probably Carson,
okay, Davis, Penny. Let's do a little different. We have running backs that are starters.
Who do you want to stash?
We're talking about maybe a bye week, fill in later, or stash for the playoff on. Give me one.
Ronald Jones?
Is he going to play in Seattle?
No, but
one of the Seattle backs, damn it.
If I have to take the stash, I think I'm going to take Chris Carson, the guy that seems like he's getting the touches now. If somebody already owns, somebody probably does own Chris Carson, honestly. And if they do, I think that I want to stash Penny over Mike.
Okay. I think I'm with you there. Rojo was a buy low candidate for me on Superflex last night.
Nice. I like
it. All right. So
he out touched Barber before the bye week.
Barber's awful.
Yeah.
I'm not saying Rojo is great, but Barber's awful. Let's see what the other guys got coming through the bye. I like it. Only thing that sucks is Bucks defense is awful too, so there's not going to be a whole lot of game script in his favor. Yeah. But not like there is in Seattle either, and they're still handing it to Mike Davis 20 times. All right, so you're up, buddy.
All right, got a few off my shout as well. I'm saving a few for our 2-minute breakdown, but we got plenty in here. So Bell 19 wants to know Corey Clement or Doug Baldwin this week in a flex spot. Sorry.
All right, so that means you got to get it out right away, too, before Thursday night games. So
she's in Rice, Bell 19. The pressure hasn't been on enough today.
I think you're going to go Clement, and I'm going to go Baldwin.
Yeah, I'll definitely go Clement. But, man, I'm starting to lean more the Smallwood way, even just from listening to you. But I can't trust Baldwin. That can be dangerous. Lineup. Can't trust him at all,
I get that.
Don't be surprised if I put this episode out and it has commercials you've never heard before on the Fantasy Football Breakdown.
It might happen once or twice. The Seahawks play the Raiders, and that's the London game. How pissed is London, by the way? Like, Seahawks and Raiders, really? That's what we get?
They're probably happy. They'll be buying their Russell Wilson jerseys. That'll help Seattle out a little bit.
They'll get a Doug Baldwin jersey after that game. Baldwin with the touchdown. You're welcome. For free. What a dick. Keep going.
Ozzy85 wants to know, Anunua, Keelan Cole, Adrian Peterson, or Morris? Pick one to flex this week. 1 point PPR.
Onuma's still dealing with a hand, I think.
Yep.
I'd like to go him in a full PPR, but we got to move him off. Keelan Cole with the Jags versus the Cowboys. I like the Jags this week in this game. Obviously, there's no Fournette, so you think Blake's going to have to throw a little bit, but it's just so crazy. I'm going to move away from Cole as well. What were my other options?
Adrian Peterson or Alfred Morris?
So AP is playing against the Panthers, coming off I'm going to call it a dud game. With the
shoulder he wants to have looked
at. And still dealing with the shoulder. F, man, you're going to make me pick Alf on Monday night against Green Bay. Let's do it. Especially with Breda. Even though it's not a high ankle sprain, he's still out this week, right? Yep. Or we're assuming
it sounds like he's out. Yeah.
Gimme Alf and sneaky plays, especially DFS, is some use check.
Oh yeah.
It's coming.
I like that. I heard you talking about that.
Yeah, it's coming.
Right. This one is a little easier. MGO Blue wants to know, would you flex Clement or Jordan Howard?
That's gotta be Howard.
Yeah, I'm going Howard there.
Even coming out of the bye, Dolphins. It's the Dolphins. Yep. That's my team, but yeah, that's an easy Howard for me.
Will you play?
I think this is a dud Thursday night game. By the way, I kind of put that out there. I don't think we like this one we like this one too much. I think that's kind of how I'm going to put that for tonight's game.
Would you play Cooks this week or sit if he plays? Air quotes. Okay. Would you play Cooks this week or sit him for somebody like Baldwin or Josh Gordon?
So that's a tough one. So the Rams are the 4 o'clock game. You can't really sit them, or you can't think you're going to play Cooks because the Baldwin is the 1 o'clock game. I know they're in London, but it's technically a 1 o'clock game, which is nice that they do that for the two West Coast teams. They don't put them at that 9 o'clock spot. So Gordon, you could sit and wait to see because Gordon's in that Sunday night 8:20 game, and that's the cheap. Dang. What do you think about Brandon Cooks?
Playing, I want him in my lineup every week.
I totally agree. But if you're gonna roll the dice there, are you willing to roll the dice and wait to have to play Josh Gordon if he's out?
Well, I know you're not a big Baldwin like with guy. It being a concussion and not like a limb injury or something like that that we're monitoring. I kind of feel like if he clears, I think we'll know before Sunday morning if he clears concussion protocol. And Friday, so that's Saturday how I'm looking practice. At this. So if he does play, I'm starting him.
Agreed.
If I don't know before those 1 o'clock games, right though, let's say that I don't know before the 1 o'clock games, I would probably go with Josh Gordon. I am that far off Baldwin. And
I guess that's where it comes down to, right?
Yep.
And I'm not a Josh Gordon guy. I'm maybe as much off of Gordon as you are Baldwin.
To your point though, at this point, and when Josh went to the Patriots, Gordon and Baldwin are very close for me.
Yeah. Gordon, it looked nice, you know, if you didn't watch the game, it looked nice if Gordon was in your lineup. That was a prayer ball. He should not have caught. I get he's an athlete that will do that. But that was an awful ball from Brady that had like almost 7 seconds to throw it. And then he just chucked it up, not even to Gordon, like away from Gordon, but you know what I mean, in that direction with two defenders on him. Gordon splits the defenders and jumps up over him, gets him. I'm assuming the Chiefs are going to put up 4+ touchdowns on the Patriots at least. So I believe even if Brady didn't want to throw the ball, he's going to throw it a lot. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I get it. I'm going to answer this question in about the longest way possible, it's Doug Baldwin for me over Gordon. But I'm with you. I think we know about Cooks before you have to like make that holdout decision.
Yep.
Board it.
So if Cooks plays, are you starting that guy? Or are you starting Baldwin?
Of course. Okay. No, Brandon Cooks over on both. But you want it?
No, thanks.
Take your Josh Gordon.
It's too gross. That's just too gross. It's neither of us really care about Baldwin or Gordon. We just have a favorite. I just like Baldwin less than you, like Gordon less than me.
Yeah, I like guys that don't get high all the time. I know he hasn't done it. That play football. Let me get that clear. Keep going.
Dalvin Cook or Smallwood? This is from MC Grunate.
F, dude. You have no other option. So that's the one. I got to go Smallwood. I don't know about Dalvin. I don't know right now.
I'm throwing even Dalvin out there if he plays.
But you don't know that. You got to pick right now.
I'm going to start Dalvin Cook. I have put Dalvin Cook into all of my lineups that I own him.
That's so funny because I literally took him out of everyone I had.
I did that last week. And even if he was going to play last week, I had him out of my lineups. But this week, I've put him back in.
Who gave us that question?
That was from MC Grunate 19.
I'm going to have to get that spelling.
How about my shout afterwards? Yeah, I can give it to you.
I need to know I have another option. Otherwise, I got to play Smallwood.
No, I hear you. Yeah.
You know I'm a huge Dalvin guy. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to be burned the same way I have so far. That's one where I'm probably going to miss Dalvin's first game because I want to see it all the way through and no setbacks afterwards. I'm not getting burned by a three or something like that.
Yeah.
Smallwood's getting double-digit touches tonight. So I know that. You know what I mean?
That is tonight.
Right, that's what I'm saying. You got to pick right now, dude.
Yep.
I have to go Smallwood unless I'm gonna look for this person.
These Thursday after we're games. Done I'm gonna give next me, week we're gonna have give to me like, the, tell these people doing Thursday no Thursdays. Games.
Or we got to do it on a Wednesday, which might have to do anyway. So. But yeah, I need to know I have another fallback option of something before I'm gonna watch Smallwood, you know, put up 8 to 12 points tonight. Without a touchdown.
I feel like all the Thursday games are like your troll accounts that just want me to edit this faster.
Yeah, I mean, I guess we'll see, buddy.
Mark.
Let's see if it works.
Marcus Harris 07 wants to know if he should. Which side of this trade do you like? Ryan Grant, and I know nothing about the teams. Ryan Grant and James Conner, or Kenny Galladay and Nyheim Hines? Too easy for me.
It's Hines and Galladay side easy.
Yep.
I need something way better than Ryan Grant. Shit, I might turn it down if that's T.Y. Hilton on that.
Yeah, I'm with you. And everything I just said earlier about James Conner, I believe. But still, I think Kenny Galladay and Hines are a little bit more secure in their roles right now. I don't think Hines is going anywhere if Matt comes back.
So that's my question here. So Matt is practicing. I'm not saying Hines goes anywhere, but Hines had 15 rushing attempts last week in that Thursday night game.
Yeah, I doubt that stays the same.
That goes away, right? Sure, so sure. I know he didn't do great with it, 3 yards average a game. But I'm not saying that Mac affects Hines' receiving ability and catches and targets that way. But if we're just getting less Hines on the field, it's just little light bulb goes off. Like I'm gonna watch this a little closer. Let's see how that really goes. Just something, but yeah, it's still Hines and Galladay side easy.
Another Thursday night game question. Kung Fu Kenny wants to know Smallwood or Clement tonight. I think we've both kind of switched to Smallwood on this. You were already. But yes. I think as the week went on, I kind of some stats and stuff came around, we'll say.
Kung Fu Kenny gives a Thursday night game, huh?
Yeah. That's
Thursday night question. That's a cool name. I like that name.
Yeah, you haven't seen Kung Fu Kenny around? You need to hop on a little bit. Kung Fu Kenny also wants to know Cousins or Watson week 6. I'm going Watson. I mean, there's nobody that's going to make me bench Watson. I don't care if it's Aaron Rodgers. I don't care who it is. I'm starting Watson. He's my quarterback until his bye week.
So both teams, both quarterbacks are at home. Both are a 10-point favorite at home. I'm going to go Captain Kirk, buddy. I think the Cards defense...
I'll board that if you
way
want.
Shittier, way shittier than the Bills defense. Hell yeah, give it to me. Captain Kirk versus you, Deshaun Watson.
All right, your Cousins. This is also Kung Fu Kenny. This is a serious question, not rhetorical. From Cousins or Winston?
Still going to go Cousins. Then I might play Winston over Watson.
Watson, eh? I'll take Winston over Cousins as well.
Wow. Okay.
I'll take Baker Mayfield over just to be mean.
Yeah, that is. I mean, I like his matchup too, but no, I'm going to go Captain Kirk, and I think I want to lean that way over a lot of these guys for the simple fact of as I'm not buying Dalvin yet. You know what I mean? Okay. If I find out that, you know, Dalvin's fully healthy and not on a pitch count, blah, 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 then I'd probably pull back a little bit. But until I see that, I have no faith in Latavius Murray or their ability to even want to involve him. Captain Kirk, for the win.
You're welcome. I don't hate the take, though, honestly. And, I mean, he's got some decent weapons and everything. But, yeah, I'll board bet all three of the quarterbacks. We just over Cousins for the trifecta. So is it Baker, Watson,
is it three and individual ones? Is it three individual ones, or like I literally Kirk has to outscore all of them for me to win?
Yeah, let's put it to work, and we'll do three separate ones. It is Mike.
Let's put it to work. Hey, it get to work.
Sorry, Mike. All right. Love you, bro.
Not really.
Stu475 wants to know Miller or Royce Freeman this week, PPR.
I mean, that's got to be Freeman, I think. I don't know who we're getting from Lamar Miller, as much as I like him, and Alfred's Blue getting work. So, yep. Yeah, give me Royce.
JC Gator, last time I called him Sparta the whole show, and you didn't even correct me, dude.
Well, because I wasn't looking at that shout. I was like, oh, we got some cool guy named
so JC Gator Sparta. Wants
at least
to know.
I said his name correctly. Stills. Don't you ask the same question.
Stills, Sutton, okay. Or Christian Kirk this week?
Stills against the Bears. I'm going to pass. I don't want to play any Dolphins right now. I really don't.
Damn Dolphins.
Sutton.
Dude, at least you don't have to get a Dolphins sticker put on your car.
That's true.
I mean, that you got that going for you.
That is true. Sutton or who? Who was it?
Christian Kirk.
Oh, Christian Kirk. Give me Kirk.
Yeah, I'm with you
Give me Kirk. If Sutton caught another touchdown, it's not going to surprise me, though. What? Yeah. What do you have? One catch, 12 yards, touchdown? Like, that's probably what he has coming
in. Yeah, I think that kid's going to have a great future with Denver. I loved listening to you guys talk about him and Kelly last night, too.
Yeah, whatever.
Well, I mean, seriously, we'll have to see what happens.
I need some Chad Kelly to happen.
Yeah.
I need some Chad Kelly to happen in our crazy Superflex league that I just, for whatever reason, decided to punt quarterback for forever and took Hag Kelly in like the 20th round or something like that. Oh, if he could get some starts with those weapons.
In what league
maybe,
are you talking
maybe I'll
about?
Turn it around. Cool Kids.
Oh, do you have him in that league?
Yeah. Okay. I got my starting quarterbacks in a Superflex Dynasty startup were Philip Rivers, Eli Manning, and Chad Kelly.
That's right.
That's because you took like 7 quarterbacks in the first 10 rounds. I'm like, this fucking guy.
Yeah, I was listening to the Super Flexible podcast. They gave good advice. And
yeah. I guess I give it. I don't listen.
Sometimes it's easier to set other people's lineups.
Give it than it is, for sure.
JC Gator also wants to know James White, Aaron Jones, or Clement this week. Oh man, I'm gonna answer this one really quick. Cause I might all shock right. the world here. I have to go James White. It hurts.
See this I don't want to answer. I don't want to.
Not Clement, right?
I guess.
Are you down to Aaron Jones and White?
I am down to Aaron Jones and James White. You're going to make me say James White. I fucking hate you, JC Sparta. Never saying your name right again. Never, ever, ever. You will be JC Sparta or some bullshit from now on for making me say James White.
You did
I feel
it to
better
yourself.
About making third. I feel better about making third Mike do some work now since I picked his boy James White. I do.
Yeah.
I hate you, JC Sparta. Go Gators.
Regal Beagle keep wants going. To know, what wide receiver could you realistically get for Hyde and Edelman grouped together? These questions are so tough for me to answer. I'm not even going to lie. Like, what if I pick the wide receiver that's on your team? What if you already own the guy I want you to go get?
Hyde and Edelman.
And Hyde's been killing it, you know.
Yeah. But people still don't like Hyde. It's just the name. Yep. Right? Like, I feel like he doesn't get the respect he maybe should get. And Edelman, like, that doesn't get you Galladay, right?
I think you should, like, approach maybe the owner of Kerryon Johnson and Galladay.
He wanted a wide receiver, right?
Yeah, but, I mean...
You don't get to pick Kerryon Johnson for fucking everybody. Like, I need a quarterback. Kerryon Johnson.
Well,
tight end streamer this week. Kerryon Johnson.
Well, I'll tell you this. You're not going to get Michael Thomas, and you're not going to get Kamara or Ingram. And I was kind of looking at the bye weeks because maybe those guys
want a running back.
Desperate plays. You know what I mean? And
what I'll say, so Keenan Allen's had a bad year so far, quote unquote, right?
Yeah, maybe you get Hyde, Keenan Allen. Maybe you get Brandon
Hyde
Cooks.
Hyde and Edelman for Keenan Allen, something like that. Yeah, Cooks. There's 3 guys out there. Would you take Brandon Cooks for Hyde and Edelman?
I would. I'm higher on Cooks than you, though, at least a little bit.
Yeah, for sure. I'm just trying to think of a couple other decent names. Like, would you take Hyde and Edelman for Ridley? All this hype on Calvin Ridley still.
I feel like that's a lot to give up for Ridley with how What, I mean, Hyde's got a really solid floor as long as he's healthy. All, I mean, even I'm aware of that, and I'm the Chubb guy here, but all you got to do is have Hyde and you're set, and go get Chubb when on waivers or super cheap in a trade, and you own that backfield even if Hyde goes down. I think Hyde's a lot safer than anything you're going to get for him, just based on what you said. Like, everybody wants to hate Hyde, and I think that's a reality. I don't think you can go get that production.
Could I trade you Jarvis Landry and you'd give me Hyde and Julian Edelman?
Yeah, I'd probably do that. We'd definitely be in talks. You know what I mean?
Yeah. All right. Yeah, there's a couple names there. Those are tough for sure. I mean, obviously you're looking to upgrade over Edelman, including Hyde in there. So you're looking to get above that line there, or wherever you think the line of Edelman will be. So,
and Hyde and Edelman are both kind of quote unquote injury prone players. I mean, I know we don't always like to use that like label on a player, for sure. But so yeah, it might be a good time to sell out of them, even with all that production Hyde's given you. But man, Hyde has been solid. But I'm guessing if you want to move him and you're looking for a wide receiver, you feel pretty good at running.
Right.
See what you can. The third mic. Wants give me to know,
one or two more here.
How do you feel about Traquan Smith the rest of the season? Not great, honestly.
Yeah, and I really, regardless of what he caught in that game and how that turned out, if Ted Ginn's back, I'm super fading him. I think he needs that guy to be gone.
So and I apologize. I don't love
it rest of the season.
I'm gonna plug here and save us some time and go check out Rookie Fever podcast. Michael Finero and I talked a lot about Traquan and our opinion on there, and it kind of comes down to that and what kind of opportunity will he have after the bye week. Will Ginn be okay? I think Ginn will be playing again. It sucks.
I think dynasty play wise, wait for Ginn to come back and have a game here, and then dynasty try to go steal.
Yeah, I got one question, and then we got to do this 2-minute breakdown. So
let's do it.
Flex Doug Baldwin, Amari Cooper, Buck Allen. Who do you want to start this week? Ugh, gross, gross, and gross. I guess Amari. That's mine.
It is an even week. It is an even numbered week, so that means it is Amari Cooper week. I said that on Superflex Pod after having a nice Twitter exchange with the guys over at the F3 Pod. That is now two straight podcasts at F3 Pod gets a shout out from me. But I like those guys. Those guys seem to have a lot of fun, so check them out too.
Yep. So we're going to do this 2-minute breakdown super quick, and we got to get Two Drink back to cutting off people's legs this weekend.
That's not what I do. I don't know if you heard it, and I probably shouldn't do it since you just made that comment, but I got a time.
I heard that. Are you running that today?
Yeah.
All right.
That way it's easier for me to cheat.
Really quick shout out to Like a Boss, RB4118, Ronnie Berg, Kung Fu Kenny, a few others.
MC like something.
Some of these were taken from here. I'm not going to shout it out while we're doing the questions because I want to give this guy a little bit of a chance to get through this. And I've got a couple long questions as well.
Fantastic.
So let's go. Are you ready?
Get it. Yeah, why not?
And now your 2-minute breakdown.
I will say this, at Like a Boss wants to know, will Anunua suck again this week?
Is this the actual question?
That is the actual question.
Yes.
In a football game, we punt a ball. There's also that term is used for a bottle of wine. Where and why is that used?
Punt a bottle of wine?
What is a punt on a bottle of wine?
Is it like when you recork it? I don't know. Is that the bottom? That's a little bottom, little knobble.
You got it. You put your thumb in there, and like if you're a waiter, you put it over your arm when you pour. It's a nice little grip.
Fancy pour.
You got it.
Grab that punt.
Yep. Burton or Brate? This week.
This week?
This week.
Brate.
Boyd or Sanu? This week.
Ooh, boy, just barely.
A martini becomes a Gibson by adding this one ingredient.
It becomes a Gibson. Onion?
Yeah.
Yeah, there it is.
Did you seriously know that? Oh my god.
Dude, my name's FL2 Drink Minimum for a fucking reason. Let's
All right. It's a myth that there's a worm in the bottom of tequila. What is that wormy?
What? So there is a worm in some, by the way.
It is a myth that there's a worm in the bottom of the tequila. What is that wormy?
A worm.
It is a caterpillar.
Oh, fair enough. Potato with fucking potato.
Apples to oranges.
Why can't we compare fruit? Keep going.
The strongest alcohol can be around 190 proof. That is 95% alcohol. If it goes any higher than that 95%, what will happen?
Does it become methane?
It actually starts to suck the water out of the air, and it dilutes the alcohol.
Interesting. Get that white lightning.
Flacco or Stafford, rest of season.
Damn it.
Flacco. Ouch.
What is the distilled spirit of the U.S.?
Of the U.S.?
Official distilled spirit of the...
Like brand?
No, like rum, whiskey? Gin, brandy.
What?
Tacos or pizza?
Yes, taco pizza. That's pretty good, I'm just saying.
Winston Churchill's mom created what cocktail?
Churchill's mom created what
cocktail? Think of a city.
Yeah, it's going to piss me off, isn't it? Think of a city. Now you just confuse the shit out of me.
Not when you hear the answer. Manhattan. Yeah, you got it. You got it. Okay. Are you a Jags fan? Are you sure?
No. I don't live. I work in the city. So I don't care where I would live. I would want the teams that I'm in to do well, unless it was like my arch enemy. Like if I moved to Foxborough, I'm still going to hate the fucking Patriots.
You called them we. You called them we.
When? Just now?
On the Super Flexible Podcast.
I said we.
You said we. You said,
oh, when I picked the Jags to beat the, man, whatever, fuck off.
That was your last question because I wanted to give you crap about the Jags last.
Which will probably kill me. Yeah, appreciate it.
So yeah, study up on your alcohol because I'm spinning off your name a little bit more, and I'm gonna. Some of those were kind of fun to even look for.
I got some.
Yeah, you didn't think I was gonna get the Gibson, dude? I can't believe you got the onion one.
Well, I was trying to think, like, so martini is, like, dirty is vermouth, and so I was like, let's do, yeah, I was like, maybe the onion, the little onion ball makes it that, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Little baby onion. I don't drink none of that shit, but beer.
Good job.
Beer liquor.
I think you did pretty good questions today.
I think you gave me some really long questions. So
I did. I knew, like, there were some winded ones, and I tried to, like, move them around a little bit, but there were so many that I gave up, and... As That's you know, cool. I was like, I edited a podcast that I messed up like 3 or 4 times. Like, how can you mess up a podcast without even being on it? I don't know. It's like Friday, the movie. Like, Craig, how are you going to get fired on your day off?
I was going to say, did you really edit it? You just kind of threw some shit in there. I was like, do it. Put it out.
I did some stuff.
Let's see if you can do some stuff on this one more betterish. On that note, I got to go. I'm at FLP at FF_breakdown. Don't let them talk to you at the FF_breakdown.
Thanks for all the input on listening. Shout out to you guys. Awesome. Thanks, guys.